So the floor is yours.
When I was in high school, we didn't have computers. I just wanted to be very clear about that. Let me first say thank you to the organizers, and particularly to Ariel and her crew who put this together. They've been extremely efficient, and we are not an easy bunch of people, either the speakers or human rights activists in general, having belonged to both groups now. The job that I do is called Director of Public Policy for Google out of Washington, D.C. I specialize in issues of free expression. It's a fairly new job at Google, and it's also one of the most interesting jobs at the company, and we can get into why that is, I think. In a past life, for my sins, I think, I was a speechwriter for someone who tended to go on at great length, and so I will try to be brief today, and I ask the interpreters to wave if I'm going too quickly, and for the audience to wave if I'm saying too much and you're getting bored. A couple of caveats before I get into the topic of my remarks here. The first is that I'm not a human rights activist. I am honored to be in the company of so many people here who have been threatened for their beliefs, who have suffered for their beliefs, who have been in prison for their beliefs, and worse. While I did do a few hours in Public Security Bureau offices in rural China many years ago, the closest I get to human rights violations these days is that I'm accused of them fairly regularly by my children. I'm an American, that's something you may have noticed as well, and Americans generally think that we know more than everyone else. That's not really a good thing because, number one, we don't, and number two, it tends to make people stop listening to what we're saying. So I would ask you to raise your hand if you think I'm spouting propaganda or I'm doing something else that disturbs you, either as a European, an Asian, an African, or wherever you come from. I also work for Google, as you know, and that means that sometimes I can lapse into sounding like a salesman for our products. They are pretty cool, actually, and I work with a bunch of geniuses, and it's kind of fun, so please give me a little leeway on that one. On a more prosaic level, I am not a technology expert. I want to be very clear about that, so please do not ask me complicated questions. When we get to the questions, I will not be able to answer. One other thing I'm not going to do is say a lot about China. And I'm not going to make a lot of predictions about what's going to happen. The reason for that is fairly simple, and I think the best way to explain it is with a great anecdote about the opening of U.S.-Chinese relations in the early 70s, when Henry Kissinger used to go to Beijing and have talks with Zhou Enlai, who was then the premier of China. And over dinner one night, they got into a discussion about the impact of various revolutions, the Russian Revolution, the American Revolution, the French Revolution, the Chinese Revolution, and Kissinger, as was his usual pattern, started going off on a grand historical theory. And after he had spoken for several minutes, he looked at Zhou Enlai and he said, "And what is your opinion of the French Revolution?" And Zhou Enlai looked back at him and said, "It is too early to tell." This is a lesson that I think we should all have when we're talking about the internet. It's a very important thing. You'll hear a lot of people predicting exactly what is going to happen and when it's going to do so, and I would warn you against listening to such people. So what am I going to talk about today? Well, I've told you what I'm not going to talk about. I'm going to talk about the promise of internet freedom, the perils of internet freedom, and what we might do in order to make sure that the promise overcomes the perils. I'm not going to illustrate this with a lot of examples today for a couple of reasons. One, they take a long time, and two, there are people in this room who know these examples firsthand, know them a lot better than I will, than I do. So I would wait for questions for you to tell me about them, and so